Unit 6, Curriculum Extra, Exercise 2.
Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. It is a truth well known to all the world that an unmarried man in possession of a large fortune must be in need of a wife. And when such a man comes to a neighbourhood, even if nothing is known about his feelings or opinions, this truth is so clear to the surrounding families that they think of him immediately as the future husband of one of their daughters. "My dear Mr. Bennet," said Mrs. Bennet to her husband one day, "have you heard that someone is going to rent Netherfield Park at last?"
"No, Mrs. Bennet, I haven't," said her husband.
"Don't you want to know who is renting it?" cried Mrs. Bennet impatiently.
"You want to tell me, and I don't mind listening."
Mrs. Bennet needed no more encouragement. "Well, my dear, I hear that he's a very rich young man from the north of England. It seems he came to see Netherfield on Monday and was so delighted with it that he arranged to rent it immediately. Of course, it is the finest house in the area with the largest gardens. His servants will be here by the end of the week, and he will be arriving soon afterwards."
"What is his name?" asked Mr. Bennet.
"Bingley."
"Is he married or single?"
"Oh, single, my dear, of course. A single man of large fortune. He has an income of £4,000 or £5,000 a year. How wonderful for our girls!"
"Why, how can it affect them?" Mr. Bennet asked.
"My dear Mr. Bennet, how can you be so annoying? You must realise that I'm thinking of his marrying one of our daughters."